live is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You bring up what you want, still to come, DC Madam Update. And Mark, you got something about a California gun ban. Maybe a pretty serious gun ban. But first, we got a Fred in Kalispell listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Fred. What's on your mind?
Bureaucracies. And how do you create wealth? You guys know how to create wealth besides going to the printing presses or printing more?
Well, you create wealth by providing a product or service to the marketplace that's in demand. And then
how do you
can
get that product?
You refine that product.
Natural resources?
Well, with natural resources combined with your brain power, combined with your brain power, that creates that product or service. And then inevitably, as you continue to innovate and do research and development, you can combine other existing products and services, existing wealth, with your brain power to create new products and new services, thereby, you know, year after year, more products, services coming out that are original and innovative and building off of one another's ideas, which is, in my opinion, one of the reasons why ideas should be free. So people are free to innovate with other people's ideas. That's the answer. So the wealth pie constantly expands. People seem to think, and you're not one of them, but people seem to think that the wealth pie is finite, that we need a government out there to divvy it up equally among everybody, but they don't understand wealth. And they don't understand that, you know, hundreds of years ago, we still had the same natural resources, but we didn't have cars, and we didn't have airplanes, and we didn't have internets, and we didn't have all these various different technologies.
We had our constitution that gave us the freedom to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And there's where the main thing comes from. Now, you take things out of the ground, like mining. We do virtually, on rare metals, we virtually do not mine any rare minerals in this state, in this country anymore. I'm talking about platinum, a whole realm of different, you know, minerals. A lot of it's coming from China, Africa, but none of it is mined in this country anymore.
Interesting.
Why is that?
Why? Probably because of the same reason we take very little oil out of the ground, for the same reason we're not logging our forests. Environmentalists.
You can't touch the earth. It's sacred. We can't take anything out of the earth. You need to leave it alone.
It has
You're
to
liable
be
to hurt the ground. But anyway, there
Stop
are five
walking on it.
I have counted five bureaucracies that are the biggest employers in the United States, and they create no wealth whatsoever.
Okay.
It's government. And when I say government, I'm also talking about education, because school teachers and all that in our government schools are government employees. Health care, insurance, financial, meaning the banks and that kind of stuff, and the stock market, retail sales, and media.
Well, hold on a second. You can't call those bureaucracies.
Why not?
Well, let me pull up the definition of bureaucracy. But it and you say retailers don't create wealth? What do you mean by that?
If they sold products that were made in this country, then maybe I would say, no, I wouldn't call them a bureaucracy. But everything they're selling is made in a foreign country.
Yeah, let me stop you, Fred. Bureaucracy, as I expected, is the body of officials and administrators, especially of a government or government department. Government by many bureaus, administrators, and petty officials. Certainly some corporations can act in a bureaucratic manner in that they're very slow and inefficient. The bigger the company, the more bureaucratic it tends to be. But to actually label it as a bureaucracy would be incorrect. And
I call anybody who works and doesn't produce nothing a bureaucrat.
Well, the retailers,
I
take this personally, Fred.
I
take this personally. I spent 3.5 years of my young adult life in retail, and I can say for sure that retailers provide, they create wealth by providing a means for you to get the products that you need in an easy to access manner.
If the money stays in the circle, then I would agree with you. But the money doesn't stay in the circle. The money goes overseas.
Are you one of these closed economy guys, Fred? Do you believe that we should shut down the borders so that nobody can trade with other countries?
Go back to the tariffs and treaties of the United States. Go back to the late 1800s and go back to the tariffs and treaties before GATT was passed back in the late 30s. GATT was the General Agreement on Tariffs and Treaties. Before that, no company, no foreign company could ship its products into this country to compete with American manufacturers.
Well, that deal sucks.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Wait a second now.
Yeah, oh,
no
that's protectionism, Fred.
No American company could ship its products overseas until the American public got the best price it could get.
Awful.
We created
the American public doesn't get a price, Fred. But now hold on. Before you go,
let me finish. We created the biggest economic boom in the history of the world. No country has even come close to the United States. And we started worrying about the rest of the world and said, "The hell with the Americans." When everything went to hell.
Well, I resent that too, because if I want to buy something from someone directly in China, it's you're not saying that, worrying about the rest of the world. You're worrying about me, an American who wants to buy something from someone in China without having all kinds of crazy tariffs and having to fill out government paperwork and all that other stuff.
But how many Japanese can afford to buy a Japanese car?
Now, if I make a widget over in and I order a widget from China and a whole boatload of widgets and I want to put them out in Walmart. Now, the trucks have to move them from the port. They have to be handled by the longshoremen in the port. Those are Americans. They have to be put on.
Are they Americans? Moving those ports down to Mexico.
What's that?
They're moving those ports down to Mexico. Long Beach Island's going to be done away with. They're moving those ports to Mexico.
Hey, well, if Americans have become uncompetitive in the world, if they can't stand up to, some people that can't speak English, down in a country south of us, then I think that those Americans deserve to lose their jobs. Have we really gotten that fat and lazy and,
yes.
and full of ourselves that we can't compete, Fred?
Yes.
Well, then we deserve to go out of business.
Wait a second now. Technology makes... the average man had to go out and work at one time. They built that big airfield in China. It took a million, so they landed B-29s in China during the Second World War. It took 1 million Chinese to build that airport. Now, one D-10 bulldozer would replace how many men?
A lot.
Probably close to 100,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
One D-10 bulldozer. One.
Yeah.
Technology. As technology, the lives of Americans became easier and easier. Now we're at a point where we don't produce nothing. We shut down all our factories. We shut down all our stuff because the environmentals, because a whole lot of other reasons I can name, but I'm not going to do it on the radio. I could talk on the subject for 2 or 3 days.
So why don't you do this, Fred?
Study tariffs and treaties.
Fred, we agree on a lot of things. This is definitely not one of them. Why don't you and the rest of your kind of little incestuous business people that only want to do business with other Americans, why don't you all move together to the same state?
You're starting to be nasty.
I want to ask you this question, Fred. Why don't you put up a big wall to keep everybody out that you don't want, and then you can just trade with one another for all time?
Before the income tax, how was this country funded?
Tariffs and just like you said.
Thank you.
It's true.
That doesn't legitimize theft, Fred.
But Ron Paul said just currently that we could eliminate the IRS and return to an economy, the government would get as much money as it did in 1997.
How are you going to pay for 52% of the workforce that works for the government?
I don't want to pay for any of those people. Just because that was done in the past doesn't mean it should be should continue to be done. In a free, supposedly free country, free people should be free to trade and do business with whomever they want, wherever
country they
are.
When was the last time you ever hear of fascism?
Yes.
Fascism is when you're allowed to own your company and government controls and regulates everything you do.
And you're advocating fascism, Fred.
No, I am not!
Fred.
You guys are young. You don't remember nothing.
Didn't you just...
You
I'm sorry,
young.
Mark, was I talking to a different Fred a moment ago? Fred, a few moments ago, you said that you think we should only be able to do business in America. And
I'm
that means that
what
the
made
government...
America great is no company could ship its products overseas to the American public at the best. Now, we are
that's
the first
fascism,
country.
My friend. That's now, the government
the
regulating business.
The earth that paid its employees enough money to buy the products that we produced.
So,
if you live in Japan, you cannot afford to buy a Toyota. Believe me, right now, if you live in Japan, you cannot afford to buy a Toyota.
Maybe true, I don't know.
Well,
Japanese don't have roads to drive on for the most part. It's so compact.
Right, because it costs so much to put a car up in Tokyo, too.
Take a chill pill, Fred, and take a look at your position.
Now,
you're talking against fascism, but at the same time, you're saying we should have fascism with a government control of the businesses.
I didn't say that. I said we have fascism. We don't have free enterprise in this country.
Well, that's
letting
what
the
we need.
Letting the government control trade is fascism
to some
extent.
We need freedom. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates. Ooh, updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight?
If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Unscreened call. Going once.
Gone.
Going twice. Gone. Try the other amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live. Unscreened. Going once. Going twice. That's unusual. Yeah, maybe I do have something wrong with phones. Hello?
I heard a noise.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Gene, what do you want to talk about?
Pollution.
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm on the air?
You're on the air.
Okay, good. Earlier you were talking about pollution, and I had decided that I would call up and enlighten you a little bit, because I've changed my mind about pollution over the years. I used to be real concerned with pollution, but then when I was little, we used to play with mercury. We'd roll it around the floor and chase it. You know, it was fun.
It is fun stuff. So, neat.
It is, yeah. It is pretty fun, and we didn't die. So, you know, we were touching it with our fingers and pushing it around. We didn't die. So,
did you wash your hands after you were done?
I doubt it. I can't remember ever washing my hands after playing with the mercury. But
doesn't seem likely.
Yeah, it's unlikely a kid's going to go wash his hands after playing with mercury. So, and my wife worked on the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska when we lived up in Alaska. She was doing a thesis on the bioremediation of oil. That's where you have you try and culture organisms to eat the oil up, little bugs to eat the oil. And the whole Exxon Valdez thing, pretty much nature cleaned it up by itself within 6 to 10 years. Yeah, it was a
big spill, but nature did manage to clean it up.
It was a huge spill, but nature took care of itself, as nature tends to do.
Interesting.
Now, I'm not trying to make an excuse to go out and pollute things, but what I'm saying is that it's completely overblown. Coal.
Right. People act like if you have some kind of factory that spills mercury in the ground, that land is useless for 10,000 years, and it's just not.
Well, it's useless for a while, and mercury is probably one of the worst, but it's not the end of the world. It does eventually, nature tends to clean itself up. Now, I do disagree about nuclear power simply because it does not clean itself up very soon, but even if we took all the nuclear fuel that we could create and vaporized it and spread it around the planet, it's not going to cause as big a tragedy as we would think. But it is the worst of all pollutions, and the fact that it doesn't go away for such a long time is the one reason that I am an anti-nuke. But, I don't believe in using the government to make people not be nuke. It's just I don't want to be anywhere near that crap.
Right. I'm not certain whether nuclear power is the solution that's going to save us all. In fact, I think it probably won't be, just because the sentiment against it is so large. Yeah. But I wouldn't government to...
I think it's the dirtiest form of energy there is. You know, people say it's clean. It's not clean at all. It's filthy because you've got... waste products that last for hundreds of thousands of years, and
it's a big issue.
Nobody lives long enough to watch over that stuff for hundreds of thousands of years, so really it's a total unknown. Now, if they were able to figure out a way to get rid of it, that's fine, but currently we don't have that.
Other than
but
shooting it to the sun,
no. Over the planet, here's the thing, when I fly over the planet, I look down, and I fly to China quite a bit, and China is one of the worst polluters in the world, and the air over there is pretty filthy, but a good rain comes through, and the air gets all nice and clean, and you can see again. But if I'm looking down at these polluting smokestacks in China from 36,000 feet, they're little tiny pin, they're not even the size of a pinhead. And then you look out the window of that plane, and you look at the atmosphere, and you look at the horizon, and you look at the volume of air in this planet, and the fact of the matter is it would take a billion of those smokestacks to even make a dent in the atmosphere. Now, it will affect the atmosphere locally, right around the smokestack.
Sure, like Los Angeles used to, the smog problems were worse than it is now, and, on a clear day, you could actually, in Los Angeles, you could see Los Angeles.
But to think that we're going to make an impact on this gigantic ball that we're on, these little tiny ants that call themselves humans, are going to make any kind of an impact on the environment of this planet, is just being too we're puffing ourselves
up.
Yeah,
it's a lot of hubris.
More credit than we actually have.
Yep, I'm with you on that one, Gene. No doubt about it. I think these, and really what it amounts to is just an excuse to control people. I mean, it amounts to an excuse to control business and control individuals and control and restrict advancement and
right.
restrict technology.
And one thing that I was having a conversation with an environmentalist doctor, as a matter of fact, who claimed to be a libertarian on everything except the environment. we were talking about the value of burning wood for heat. And he's like, oh, but all that smoke that's released. And I'm like, you don't think they had forest fires on a global scale before, forestry came around? He's like, oh, yeah.
And volcanoes.
It's like wood never burned before people came around.
Yeah, but the volcanoes are the biggest polluters out there. I don't see them putting mufflers on the volcanoes.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's a great point, Gene. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the environmentalist, Mark, I discovered this just last 24 hours from now. I discovered that this weekend we've been talking on the air about how we're going to have Freedom Fest out here in Keene,
mm-hmm.
where a bunch of freedom-oriented organizations here in New Hampshire are going to get together and do a little outreach, talk to people. Turns out that Earth Day is also being celebrated on that same day.
It's like a pagan ritual here in Keene.
In that same place, they're going to have like 5 tents out there, and mm-hmm. I talked to the organizer this morning, and she's okay with us being there. I mean, we probably would have been there anyway, but she's okay with it, so we're going to go.
Are you okay with it? Because like the mayor's going to be there, and all
great.
Kinds of bureaucrats are going to be there.
Fantastic. I mean, are you kidding me, Mark? Why wouldn't we want to be there? There's going to be all kinds of people who will come over and see our booth. They'll think we're part of Earth Day.
I don't know.
And they'll come over and learn about freedom. I think it'll be fun. So things will be interesting. We'll tell you what happens, of course, afterwards. And, oh, in case you don't know, one of the focuses of the event, or one of the things that will be happening, is gambling. People will be gambling in public, which last time I checked was not legal. So we'll see if they decide to do anything about it. Should be interesting. 800-259-9231. We go to Greg in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg?
Hi. I'm so glad Gene called in because I get to correct the Christian anarchist. When
okay, go
for your power. One of my pet peeves is when people bash nuclear power. I have to explain this. First of all, he said that the waste from nuclear plants lasts hundreds of thousands of years. It doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only dangerous waste that nuclear power plants produce is the stuff with the short half-life. The stuff with the long half-life is not dangerous at all. Think of, would you rather sit on a box of firecrackers that where half of them went off in the next 10 minutes or half of them went off in the next 10,000 years.
I'd rather sit on the second box.
Interesting. Yeah. I know you have more, so hang on. We're going to bring you back more about nuclear power. Also, Blake is on the line. He's got a response for Gene as well. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we call the show, Free Talk Live.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivine, circulation for life.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring us what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version of the show, both free for you. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go back to Greg in Canada correcting Gene on his claims about nuclear power. The first thing you said, and this is news to me, I didn't know about this, you're saying that there are two different types of products or byproducts from creating nuclear power. One of them, it lasts for a very long time, it's a very long half-life, but that's not dangerous. It's the dangerous stuff has a shorter half-life, right?
Well, yeah, but that's not exactly what I said. To my knowledge, nuclear power plants don't actually produce waste with a long half-life. They only produce stuff with a short half-life, but stuff with a short half-life emits its radioactivity very quickly, mm-hmm. and so it's it becomes inert relatively quickly. Now, the stuff with the long half-life, that occurs naturally, and this is what we would call background radiation. It produces background radiation.
Okay.
And there's I just want to get into this. There's a concept called hormesis, which is the idea that radiation in small doses can actually be beneficial. And, of course, the government has taken the line that any dose of radiation is an overdose. And I think they're wrong. And if you allow me, I just wanted to read a couple of quick examples about how in cases where there's been really high background radiation, that's been connected with low incidence of cancer.
Interesting.
I'll just read this one, a couple of examples here. A recent study involving 1,700 Taiwan apartments constructed with steel girders that were accidentally contaminated with cobalt-60 one of the more dreaded radioactive substances. Over a period of 16 years, some 10,000 occupants were exposed to levels of radiation that should have induced cancers many times in excess of background expectations. Taiwan Health statistics predicted 170 cancers among an age-matched population of this size, but only five were observed.
Hmm.
There's another example here. A town in northern Iran called Ramsar. The houses used rocks, were constructed of rocks containing abundant radium. The 2,000 Ramsar inhabitants received an annual absorbed dose of beta and gamma radiation about 15 times higher than that permitted for workers at many nuclear power stations. Over several generations, inhabitants also ingested considerable radium in food, and they inhaled lots of radon.
And yeah, probably in water, too.
Yeah. Experimenters tested blood cells in vitro, comparing residents with matched controls from normal background areas.
Hmm.
When these blood samples were subjected to a challenge dose of gamma rays, it was found that those from Ramsar had only half the number of chromosomal aberrations that had been induced in the normal controls.
So they were actually healthier, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they were healthier, and they were able to withstand radiation, or I guess build up an immunity to it, I guess.
Huh. Well, yeah, and, it's two studies. I don't know how many studies they did to determine radiation was dangerous. Maybe there wasn't that much research done there. Maybe they just found some negative results and just parroted them from the or touted them from the rooftops, and
well,
maybe it deserves a second look.
Well, I mean, you look at, you know, like a nuclear bomb, of course, when you're at the blast or when you're, you know, outside the radius where you would actually get killed by the explosion, you do receive fatal doses of radiation. I guess they just assume that, well, any dose must be bad.
Mm.
But there's also...
Well, yeah, same thing with sunlight, right? I mean, if you go out and you bask in sunlight for a long time, you're going to get hurt. But at the same time, if you take little doses of sunlight, it's very, very good for you.
Sure.
So, also, you know, all things in moderation and all that, I guess that's a cliche we can apply to this situation.
And speaking to the actual emissions from nuclear plants versus coal plants, if you compare a 1,000-watt coal-fired plant with a nuclear plant with the same capacity, the coal plant produces 7 million tons of carbon dioxide, nuclear, none. The sulfur dioxide, 12,000 tons from coal, nuclear, none. Nitrogen oxides, coal, 20,000 tons, nuclear, none.
Hmm.
Solid waste, coal, 750,000 tons, and nuclear, 50 tons. And
seems like a no-brainer to me.
And the 50 tons of nuclear waste has a short half-life, which means it eventually will dissipate and become inert, whereas the 750,000 tons of solid waste from coal doesn't have a half-life. It actually just stays in the environment forever.
Great point, sir. Anything else you needed to share tonight?
No, that's it. I got off.
Greg, I appreciate the information. Good counter information to the programming that is indoctrinated in us at very early ages. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. The more I learn about nuclear power, the more I like what I hear.
You know, I've heard all kinds of good things about it. Obviously, I've heard some bad ones, too. I don't know. I know that the marketplace can figure it out, and I think that it will... It would be the area that would best be to decide this. I also have heard some really good stuff on solar power, and I hear that it's getting better and better every year.
Yes, that is true.
And we may very well, you know, solar power may eclipse nuclear power if we just let the world figure out, you know, the marketplace just figure out what's going to go on, and we're not going to do that.
We go to Blake in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Blake. Blake, going once. Blake.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I'd like to respond to Gene's sentiments there.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't think concern for the environment is out of hubris that humanity will destroy the Earth. I mean, even if we were to, you know, engage in a nuclear holocaust, bacteria would still survive. The Earth would keep spinning. It's...
Right. We use bad terminology. We're never going to destroy Mother Earth. We may, however, make it uninhabitable for the hairless monkeys that, there are 6 billion of them that think that they're the highest life form on that planet.
Right. You know, I think that's what the concern is. I mean, we don't want to accidentally poison our food and water supply or, you know, air. And that's the concern, that we'll make it uninhabitable for humans, not we're going to destroy, you know, Mother Gaia or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know... I think his lack of concern is itself concerning.
Gene's lack of concern?
Yeah, because that kind of apathy will just lead to inaction on the part of us to fix the problems.
Well, I don't think he was saying that you should just go around and pollute on purpose. But at the same time, he was pointing out.
I think that the Greenies make a real misstep here in overstating the problem, and then it causes people to rear back and say, that's just not so.
Right. I don't like to engage in hyperbole either, but I think there's some legitimate concerns that we can solve, in a free market system or whatever. And,
sure.
People generally don't want to hurt the earth, and we don't need the government to dictate to us how and we fix the problems.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, certainly the marketplace can come up with any solutions to the problems that might be apparent at that time. But it really does seem, though, that some of these environmentalists really want to take us back to the Stone Age. I mean, it seems like, the ones especially that hate the combustion engine and various different things, it's like, they don't really have any solution beyond control. They're not really originating. Many of them aren't originating ideas. They're just trying to shut down many of the ideas that the marketplace is coming up with. And I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's easy to be against things, but it's much harder to come up with alternative and better solutions.
Yeah, I'm with you there. In fact, that's kind of similar to we were talking recently about the minimum wage, for instance, with a self-styled progressive on the air. And it's same thing there. It's easy for these people to complain about a bad situation or a bad work environment or whatever, but it's a lot harder for them to actually go out and compete, because that would be the sensible thing to do. Instead of begging government to make a change and force it on everyone, it'd be easier to just go out and start your own business and compete and offer those perks and offer those services and offer the comfort level that you think people are looking for. But they don't want to do that because that would be too much work.
But Ian, that's hard work.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the call, Blake. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And that's the problem with those people. They don't want to work. They like the idea of not working. That's why socialism is so attractive to them. Because they want the productive to go out and work real hard so they can sit around and eat bonbons all day. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The problem is, what happens when the productive decide they don't want to work either? That is a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
More on the way. You can take control, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker?
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country!
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to uncivilliberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Place your order for all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, from T-shirts to hats to hoodies and more. Store.freetalklive.com. Continue with your phone calls. Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How you doing? I'm going to reach in the back in the past. In the first hour, I couldn't get to a phone. You were talking about the future.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was like 17 during the first fake gas crisis, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember reading all the magazines and everything. And by 1992, we were supposed to be off oil. By 1992, we were supposed to have all this great stuff and everything. I think they got Galileo locked up, man. We're in an induced modern-day dark ages. They got technology beyond what we could even contemplate, and they ain't letting us have it. They're keeping us, and they're letting us have the cell phone, or these companies that like DuPont, Dow.
But there are lots of people out there that can invent things besides the scientists at DuPont.
Well, then they disappear off the whole face of the map. Here in Montana, there was about three guys that had these carburetors. Like, all of a sudden, the place burns down or something. All of a sudden, it's empty building.
Did you meet them?
No, not personally, no.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of these stories.
No, but I'm telling you, man, there's something up. There's got to be something up because it's from what they were telling us in the early 70s until what we got now, it's all BS, I'm telling you.
Well, why would they let the Internet out of the bag? Why would they let that one out?
The Internet.
Well, I mean,
they can make a lot of money off of it.
And can't make money off the other things?
Once the second phase gets in, you guys are going to be really mad. But they're working on a whole new second phase of this Internet that's going to just, blow the whole freedom gig right out of the water.
Yeah, I've heard those rumors too, and I don't know how much credence I give them.
No, it's,
because from what I understand of the Internet and the people that are behind it, the tech community is fairly liberty-minded. They like the freedom that they have, and they aren't just going to let that go.
The technology is going into the military. The technology is going into controlling us.
Technology is a double-edged sword when you have evil people like the government around that will utilize it for bad purposes.
Well, the government's like the mafia. You were talking about Succession. You know what the mafia does when you want to leave the group? They put a bullet in your head, and that's what they did during the Civil War.
I understand. It's certainly a scary
idea. And that's what's going to happen now.
Oh,
they do what they want to do when they want to do it.
I understand, unless
we start showing up in masses. But everybody's paid off, man. They got this economic system of the loan. Everybody got their loan. They're all afraid that the banks can't borrow enough money to loan to us. And the whole economic system should crash because when the bad thing ends, it's good.
I would say that we have a economy based on debt, and that's a bad thing. And we are the largest debtor nation.
And that makes us all slaves, all indentured servants. But nobody, as long as they got their nice new car, their nice new house.
You're right. Most of the people are sheep, they're going to go along to get along, and they're not going to stand up.
It's not
up.
Just the
and
debt.
Then
it's,
don't
they're
even,
indentured,
don't
they're indentured
even,
to their luxuries more than
their
debt. Don't
even condone killing innocent poor people that live on top of the oil that creates this fake superficial life we got.
Yep.
By 2008, we still have billions of starving people. We can't figure out how to build houses cheap enough so a common working man doesn't have to work
a lifetime. Well, that's not true. We can build houses cheap. It's just the government increases the cost of everything.
We have the technology to farm our forest that there could be beautiful trees growing everywhere, and we could be taking enough as much wood as we want. It's just absurd, and what it is greed, man. And until we get the greed
factor
out.
It's power is what it is.
And I heard a little bit of greed coming from you guys the other night.
What do you mean?
I couldn't believe when you said that, I'm all for freedom for the world. The Declaration of Independence was made for everybody on this dang planet, man, because we're all created. Right? And then you said that I'm with you with the open borders, man. But then that guy calls in with the SPP, and then you're all against it and everything. But that thing calls for open borders. Then you were saying that the Mexican, you could
That's
come
not
in
true,
and
Dave.
You were going to get a Mexican to work for you to clean up your house less. And it was sounded like you. And even maybe
Wait, what's
less
wrong with getting
than
a better
the
deal?
Minimum wage.
Minute,
I wanted to reach through
Wait
the radio.
There's
That's
nothing
what
wrong with getting a better deal on a product or
what?
A service. There's nothing greedy about
more?
That.
No,
you know,
it's, not, it's called shopping around.
Hire
Dan.
Somebody to clean your house for $3 an hour and
not slavery.
Think that was good?
That's hiring somebody to do something. And if they consider that
you,
a good
you
deal.
Don't, in a world where it costs $3 to buy a gallon of gas, you're nuts, man.
I don't think anyone was suggesting that you could hire someone for that price,
no,
Dave.
But the way you said it, and you thought that was even better if you could get somebody to work
think,
for you less
you
than minimum wage. Man, that's what technologies are supposed to stop, and it ain't doing it. It's putting us more in debt. It's getting us more dependent upon this thing you are afraid of the government or whatever. Proscalate.
I don't even know what that one is. You're above my head now, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. What's wrong with getting a better deal on house cleaning?
Right. If there's somebody out there, if we did open the borders, there would certainly be people that are not used to getting $10 an hour come across the border. A lot of them. They're coming now, by the way. But there would be more of them. And, in the world where they're competing for, who can provide you a service, I don't see anything wrong with hiring somebody to clean your house for $5 an hour or $3 an hour or something like that.
If that's the level they want to come in at.
If you don't mind having to learn Spanish to communicate with them, because they aren't going to come speaking English. If they can speak English, they cost more. Also, I would be concerned about, what do I, who do I trust for $3 an hour? Do I trust this person not to,
take a little bonus?
Right. morals cost money. A person hungry enough, they're going to steal bread. And, you know, I don't think that I would hire necessarily somebody for $3 an hour, but there's other people out there that would want to do that, and that's fine. It's great as long as, you know, everybody's freely engaging in these things, and they're not illegal aliens where I could call the INS and report them if they decided they didn't want to show up for work or wanted to quit or whatever.
Well, Dave's call tonight was all over the map, and sometimes he says some things that are certainly very agreeable, but in this case, the idea that there are these companies out there, a select few companies have all this technology that they're just holding back on us, I just find it hard to believe. The fact is, these are not companies that are in a club together that are, you know, they have an agreement like a cartel to withhold all this information technology. They want to get this out into the marketplace as quick as possible so they can profit. So they can greedily, I know Dave doesn't like greed, but so they can greedily make as much profit as they can on their ideas as quick as possible, on right. their technology.
Greed's not bad unless it comes into the area of fraud or force. And those are the two things that libertarians are against. They're against fraud and force.
Right. Because you can be as greedy as you want to be. If you're not providing a good product or service in the marketplace, then no one's going to come buy your product or service, and you're not going to make any money. So in the free marketplace, there's no problem if someone is greedy because they're checked. Their greed is constantly being checked by their competitors and by their employees and by their customers, constantly being checked. The only time greed can go unchecked is when power is combined with it, and that's when things get really dangerous. That's why the people in Washington, D.C. are so awful, because they're greedy and they have the guns of government to back them up. Whereas businessmen, all they can do to satiate their greed is cut their prices to the point where you'll come through their door. If they've got competition. If they don't have competition, they've got a monopoly enforced by the government, then they can be as greedy as they want to. If you can't go anywhere else, then greed is a problem. The only times you don't have options are when you're forced to use a service or product provided by the government or one of their buddies in business. So once again, the issue of greed comes back to the government and the power that surrounds it. That's the problem. That's where all the problems are coming from.
I have to agree.
All right. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return. You can join us tomorrow night. In the meantime, I mean, if we could, we'd charge $100 for our commercials. But we wouldn't sell any.
Nope. Nobody would buy them at that.
More on the way tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.